and rock and roll.
Indeed. Oh, and what's your answer to that?
Well, again, I hesitate to give my answer. Of course, my answer would be that everything is part of the spiritual life, and if we make it so. But that really means not too much and not too little. We neither have to be a teetotaler, nor should we be an addict or an alcoholic. So there's the golden mean, and that was Buddha's teaching, the middle way. That's something, a way of balance and integration or moderation that we can all find in our own life. Not too tight and not too loose, not too pessimistic or not too optimistic, but realistic. Find our authentic self, not being too selfish or narcissistic, but also not losing ourselves in the wishes of others with the disease to please. So again, the middle way.
Right, interesting. Now, you also, and I think in that chapter, you write about talking about, say, drugs, in that you say that, you know, you try to expand the definition of what people call drugs. That those can include a lot of different things.
Right. Well, there are legal drugs and illegal drugs. There are intoxicating drugs, and there are other drugs that may not be classically considered intoxicating, but that greatly affect our consciousness, that put us to sleep, or that make us speedy and intense or hypersensitive. You know, it's not just the drugs, but the biochemical makeup of our brain and even our breath and the oxygenation process that affects our consciousness and our spiritual being, our energy, to use a word. And so we also could consider, you know, whether we're living in a healthy or unhealthy life, like what's our relation to food and drink. What about nicotine, sugar intake, preservatives, and other chemicals in the environment, caffeine, and so forth, you know, and so on, pollution. So all of these affect us. And again, no one can live in a perfect world, but I think we can work on making this a better place for ourselves and for all. And I think it's incumbent upon us to try to do so. Of course, the big question is, how can we make this a better world for ourselves and others?
Yeah, and I think, I know you try to address this in the book as well, and that is to how to integrate spirituality into one's very busy, stressful day-to-day life.
Right. Well, most of our listeners, and I assume you and me, are not cloistered monks or nuns, so we need to bring the profound and high spirituality down from the mountaintops, down from the Himalayan peaks, back from the deserts of the Holy Land, and bring it into our daily life Monday to Friday, not just on Saturday or Sunday for an hour or two in a house of worship, but bring it into every hour. As St. Paul said, make every moment, every breath into a prayer. But the question is how? And Buddhists put forth the practice of mindful awareness as the means, how we can live more here and now and be totally present and conscious and aware of the interdependence or the oneness of everything every day, not just in a house of worship. And this greatly helps us integrate transformative spirituality, not just belief systems, but transformative spirituality, deep experiential spirituality, into every moment of daily life.
And I would suspect you would say that this, in terms of, say, yourself and your own evolution, it's a day-to-day thing in terms of you've had a lot of training and learned a lot through other mentors and the like, but you've also evolved, as it were, and that's one of the keys in terms of humans reaching their full potential.
Yes, it is a path of conscious evolution. The spiritual journey is an infinite journey. That's why many people believe in rebirth or reincarnation, or at least in some form of the afterlife, such as heaven or happy hunting grounds, Valhalla, and so on. But I think the notion is that we are timeless spiritual beings, and that the spirit or the soul or our true nature continues, even though our body may wither and die. So we can tap into the timeless dimension of being, even here amidst the busy doings of our quotidian lifestyle, like you said, at work, at home, playing with the kids, having a drink, or whatever.